You know, I missed Monday, of course, famously now for jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that. But I think you talked about this. It was the human cannonball story.
That's right.
The Rocket Man.
Poor guy.
Texas Daredevil. So he was out west, right?
Yeah, he was in like Riverside. So it's Indio.
Okay.
It's like the high desert. And he just got to... He got blown out because it was a cannonball, and then unfortunately he didn't come back down, which is not how any of that is supposed to work. He got carried away, and then
all the winds
ceremoniously dumped into a pavement.
But he's doing okay.
Yeah, he made it. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Got some bumps and bruises.
You know, this triggered something. Chachi the Rocket Man Valencia is his name, and I'm like, wait a minute. And sure enough, 3 years ago, we had him. The human cannonball, the Rocket Man, on the show.
Ooh.
From out there at Texas Motor Speedway, because he was doing his big thing, firing the cannon.
Uh-huh.
And everybody noticed he kind of looks like Johnny Depp in a way out there and was walking around. So
was he sober?
We had the human cannonball, who very happy to report he is alive after this incident and now on the mend. But 3 years ago, he fired through our airwaves.
Getting to know.
Yeah.
Yes. The human cannonball.
Getting to know.
On Hank FM.
All right. First of all, what's your name?
My name is the Rocket Man Valencia.
Of course it is right there. That's awesome. Okay, where do you hail from originally? Where was the first time you were fired out of a cannon? That sounded wrong.
I'm actually here from Texas, but my family come from Chile, South America.
Awesome.
They came over when I was 6 years old.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you ever get confused for Johnny Depp?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying right now.
Rocket Man Valencia.
Explain what is just about to happen.
Well, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to put a helmet on. The barrel's going to start to raise up about 35 feet in the air. I'm going to slide in. We're going to have a countdown. I'm going to fly about 150 feet. Land in that net.
You make it sound so simple. You've done this a time or three.
I've done it, yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been in the cannon business for 27 years.
How does one get in the cannon business?
17 years ago, I actually married into a human cannonball family, and I shot my wife out for at the beginning of my...
That started the marriage.
That started it.
Right there, the wedding and the all day.
Then we went and got...
Some people throw bouquets, garters.
Yes,
you launched your wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. Well, that's fine. I trust you landed in the net, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever get nervous?
I'm nervous right now.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked you that.
That's good. No, that's good. It's good to have adrenaline. Keeps me, like... You know, ready to go.
Fellow Texan, the Rocket Man Valencia right here. How high in the air?
I'm going to fly about 55 to 60 feet up and about 150 feet in length.
All right. Well, do it well, okay?
I hope so.
Very happy to report.
Yay!
He's doing okay.
Uh-huh. He had a couple broken bones and some bleeding internally, but he's going to make it.
Those kind of injuries can happen after you come on our show.
In the middle of another thing. Yeah, okay. Miss Morning. KB and Heather Lee.